Well, as you all know, it's been pretty cold outside here lately, and it's not just affecting us. We could throw on some things, gloves, hats, boots, all kinds of things to keep us warm. What about the animals in our lives? Have you given a whole lot of thought to them? Because you should. Amy Powell is with us this morning. She's a 4-H animal science specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and we want to talk a little bit about what we can do to help out those furry critters in our lives out there in the cold. Amy, thanks for the time today.
Thank you for asking me.
You know, it kind of cuts in two different directions, I guess. We've got livestock issues out there, and some folks just think they see livestock out in the field and out in the barn area and what have you, and they think, well, they're fine. They're used to that kind of stuff, but it can be hard on farm animals, too.
Yes, it sure can. And, you know, they do have thick winter coats and are acclimated for the most part. But when it gets as cold as it has been recently, we really need to think about providing them more nutrition, making sure they have fresh water. And also, is there a windbreak out there to keep the harsh winds off of them? All of those things are some things to keep in mind. And, you know, when an animal is really cold, a lot of the nutrients that they would use to maintain their systems are now going to keep them warm. And so they can tend to lose weight and they become inactive. And we can really have a lot of problems if we're not watching out to make sure that their nutrition is met and that they have the water and the things that they need to be healthy.
You know, we just assume they have a natural coat, so they're probably more protected than the rest of us. But, you know, when you've got a lot of snow falling and they've got, you know, a cold, wet, or snow-covered coat on, that's got to be no better than it would be for us.
Yes, that's true to some extent. That coat is very thick, and then hopefully they have a layer of insulation, of fat there that keep them warm. And really the key is keeping, if you can keep all of it off, like if you can keep the wind off of them, then that cold and snow is not going to affect them as all. But when you have cold and you have wind and you have them wet, that you're right, that's when you get a bad combination. And so creating some type of windbreak, whether it's round bales, you know, set in a row on your farm or something like that, that they can just get behind when it's really windy, and then feeding them there. You can also add a bedding pack to the ground, whether it's just spreading some straw or, you know, corn stalks or something out there that they can lay down and get together and generate some heat that way. All of those things are some good ideas that will work in really cold temperatures.
Yeah, and how do we know? You know, if I'm cold, I'm going to tell you. But if an animal is cold, I'm sure they have ways to let us know. We just have to be observant enough to see it.
Yes, that's true. You know, a lot of animals will become less active in the cold. They become lethargic. Smaller animals such as sheep and goats and calves even will kind of hump up, kind of, and you might see them shiver, actually. That humped back, they're just trying to keep warm, inactivity, head down, sort of mimicking what they might feel if they just don't feel good, because they don't feel good. They're cold. And those are some things. And then with chickens or pigs or things that are in a barn, a lot of times those animals will huddle together. So if you notice in your chicken house, all the chickens are huddled together in one corner of the barn, that's an indication, you know, maybe there's a draft in here, or it's just too cold. These chickens have figured out, if I huddle together, I'm going to stay warmer. And pigs will do the same thing. So even in a confinement or a barn situation, animals can get cold. And so we want to make sure that there's not big drafts or snow blowing in or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll tell us if we're just observant enough to notice those things. Amy, are there certain animals out there, livestock or animals we might have out on the farm, that are more susceptible to the cold than others?
I think if you have animals that have been outside for the majority of their life, they're okay. They're used to this. But if I am a 4-H'er and I had some show heifers that I kept in the barn for the majority of the year and then just decided to suddenly turn them out, they're going to be a little more susceptible than a cow that's been out in the pasture for the whole year. And then your smaller animals and obviously newborn animals. If you are calving or lambing or kidding out in the elements, then a newborn animal is definitely far more susceptible than an adult animal. And we want to make sure that if an animal is born out in, you know, minus temperatures, that we're getting out there and getting them into a barn, getting them dried off quickly and under some heat.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned water and food, of course, are obvious needs that that they have, whether it's hot or cold outside. But the water freezes, as we know, very quickly out there, especially in this bitterly cold weather that we've had here recently. Does it make a difference for animals if the water's warm, cool, or cold, as long as it's usable?
It basically needs to be usable. Animals like cool water. And you want to be careful of the heated waterers. They're excellent. They work well. But you want to make sure that they're not so hot that it burns the animal. You know, stick your hand in there and just make sure that it's not too hot. And from personal experience, you also want to make sure that you're not shorting them out. We had a group of sheep that wouldn't drink from their water. And my brother stuck his hand in there and it shocked him. And we realized there was a short in there. So when you're working with electricity and water, also check to make sure your wires are all connected correctly and that the water is not extremely hot so that it's uncomfortable for an animal to drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there a place where they can find more information? Do you have some more resources there at Iowa State?
For our beef and swine friends, we have the Iowa Beef Industry Center and the Iowa Pork Center. Both of those have a whole slew of resources. There are some things online for sheep and goat producers. If you will just search extension, anything that has an EDU URL is probably good research-based information. And also check with your local county extension office. They also have resources available to folks to learn more.
Sure. We've talked a lot about livestock, but pets, in some cases, might be more susceptible because they might not be used to this outdoor stuff. But a lot of the same common sense goes toward our pets as well.
Yes. And, you know, one thing I would say is when we think about if you are driving along and you see a guardian dog, a dog that's in full coat outside, don't call animal control because there are some breeds of dogs, especially those that are working dogs, that are well suited to be outside and will be okay. But our pets that we keep indoors probably need to keep them indoors and only take them out when absolutely necessary and let them be out for a small amount of time. Check their paws and make sure that we're not getting salt or that they're not getting frostbitten. You may need to put boots on those paws to keep them safe. And then for our backyard chickens and those kinds of things, just making sure that the chicken coop that they are in is free from drafts and is relatively warm. You could put a heat lamp in there to provide a little extra heat. You may need to stick your head in and make sure there's no drafts or snow drifting in and fix that so that those animals have a nice warm environment to be in.
So access to water and food, an opportunity for some wind breaks, and perhaps a place where they can duck in and out just in case it does get bitterly cold out there and congregate. Those are all important things.
Yes, yes.
Very good. I noticed, Amy, one thing, too, that was mentioned in the article that you put out here recently was also had to do with having a good relationship with your veterinarian. They can certainly answer any questions that folks might have.
That is true, and especially on nutrition. They can help you decide, well, how much of these nutrients does my animal need? How much does it need to eat every day? Now that it's colder, how much do I need to increase that intake of energy, as well as just keeping up with the general health of your animal?
Yeah, and they would know better than anyone else if there are some issues at all with your animals, whether they be livestock or pets. If they've been seeing a veterinarian on a regular basis, they would kind of know if they might have some particular issues.
That is absolutely correct. It is so important to have a good relationship with your veterinarian.
Very good. All right. Well, it's been cold outside. I know we're talking about warming up a little bit, but still, there's plenty of snow and ice out there to keep it cold. And it's we all know how quickly it gets out there. So be safe with your animals as well, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Amy Powell with us this morning. She's a ISU Extension and Outreach 4-H Animal Science Specialist. Been joining us, talking a little bit about keeping our animals safe and healthy here in the cold weather. Amy, thank you so much. Stay warm.
All right. Thank you.